You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Here at KLW, we're constantly trying to push the boundaries of what we do, the boundaries of what radio sounds like, and what a radio station does in and with the community that supports it. We partner with people from the Oakland Public Library to people inside San Quentin Prison. We do all kinds of live events, and we also incubate new series and podcasts. And one of our latest projects is a podcast called The Specialist. It's a show about work you don't think about and the people who do it. It's produced by KALW's Casey Miner. We're going to play the latest episode about a specialist Casey met on a trip to Western Ireland, the type of person that is the last of their kind. I'll let her tell you more.
So I just got married. It was a really fun few days, and it turned me into an expert in things I had literally never thought about, like where tablecloths come from, and the exact combination of undergarments and infrastructure you need to keep a strapless dress on all night. Today, though, I'm going to tell you a story about a different kind of wedding expert, a man who makes marriages happen. I met him a few years ago while Ryan and I were on vacation. Ryan's my husband. We weren't engaged then, and we didn't get engaged on the trip. But that did not stop this man from offering us some thoughts on marriage. I'm Casey Miner, and this is The Specialist. A few years ago, Ryan and I took this trip to Ireland. I'd never been. We got bikes, and we took these little roads through farmland and ruins. One day, a pack of horses ran alongside us, and all the time people gave us directions by saying things like, "Go up a little ways and turn right at the castle." One day, we passed this billboard. It was a little weathered, but defiantly hallmarky pink, advertising the town's world-famous annual matchmaking festival. It happens every September. 60,000 people come from all over the world to this tiny town that normally has just 800 residents. The main attraction? The matchmaker, a man named Willie Daly. I got a little obsessed with finding him. I tried. I called, I emailed, I called again, but I wasn't getting anywhere. It was June, the festival wasn't on, and because I was on vacation and not a deadline, I let it go. We got back on the bikes and headed to a town called Kilfenora. We got to a hostel, and the owner told us that we were in luck because that very night, there was a live band and dancing in the barn next door. At some point, the band called a man up on stage. "Willie Daly," they said. "Is Willie Daly here to come and do a dance?" I couldn't believe it, but there he was. Gray hair, gray beard, and kind, crinkly eyes, sitting by the bar with a young woman he said was in town looking for love. I introduced myself and asked for an interview, and the next day I rode my bike to the horse farm his family runs, just a few miles from where we were staying.
Yeah, well, my name is Willie Daly. I'm known as a traditional Irish matchmaker. That entails finding wives for men and finding husbands for girls.
Willie Daly's in his early 70s. He thinks there's a story about how the priest who baptized him was a little too fond of drink. He says he set up thousands of marriages. Now, in both cases, the records aren't official, so he can't be sure. He's one of the last people like this, the last traditional matchmakers.
I've started about 46 years ago now. I've had a good lot of success, you know. In the very early years, to be nearly 100% success.
He walked me into the kitchen and poured me a coffee.
We can sit down inside.
There were posters on the walls from old matchmaking festivals, and a piece of paper titled "Matchmaking Application Form," a retired teacher once filled out, stating her preferences for a mate, non-smoker, social dancer. Willie told me that in the past, most people called matchmakers because they wanted to have families, and finding partners wasn't easy.
To have a family was a big issue for people in Ireland. You know, it is a very strong tradition, having children, we'll say, you know, just to continue the family name, and especially in rural Ireland.
Willie Daly himself met his former wife through a matchmaker, and one of his daughters helps carry on the tradition now. But things have changed a bit since he started.
One young fella said to me one day, He said, what would you want? Why are you making matches? He says, couldn't you buy a cigarette lighter? He said, he thought us were making matches to light cigarettes, you know. So it is a little confusing for certain people.
But people still seek out the matchmaker and the most amazing tool he has, his book. It's an old, thick, brown tome bound together with leather, like something you'd open to cast a spell.
I don't open it much anymore because it falls all over the place, you know. So it's just full of names of people that are married.
And people who wanted to get married. His grandfather started using it in 1860, then his father, then him, now his daughter.
It's considered a very lucky book now. If you touch the book, we'll say, with both hands, we'll say you're supposed to be married and in love and married inside of 9 months or 6 months, you know. If you're already married and you touch the book with your, you know, with both hands again, you know, you recreate the first 3 weeks of your honeymoon. Even if you're married 50 or 60 years, that's a lot of people are. So they get very excited that they're going to have that nice feeling that they had in the first 2 weeks of their honeymoon.
He also told me that if you sit on the book and you're wearing a mini skirt,
you'll get lucky straight away.
Do you tell the girls that?
Willie Daly, pragmatist.
Now, if I were finding a man for you, I'd get you a kind of a fairly strongish enough build of a man with blonde hair. Probably blue eyes, maybe not about your own height, maybe a little less taller than you, but strong wide shoulders, you know, and a nice round face, very happy kind of a face, you know, very distinct features, you know. That'd be the physical side. Would you like someone like that now, would you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just for the record, Brian, my husband, is probably half a foot taller than I am, dark hair. Now, I must tell you truthfully, I think I touched the book. I didn't do it in a ritualized way. I can't remember if I used one or two hands, and I wasn't recording. But I think I touched it. I didn't use a matchmaker to meet Ryan. Or, well, maybe I did. We met online, so some combination of an algorithm and good timing put us in front of each other and encouraged us to stick around. Without that exact combination of circumstances, it might never have happened. Speaking only for myself, I do think there's a bit of magic involved.
By the authority vested in me, by the two of you.
Ryan proposed to me a little over a year after our Ireland trip. And last month, we made it official.
As the solemnizer of this blessed occasion, I happily pronounce you husband and wife.
It's been 2 years since I spoke with Willie Daly, but from what I can tell, the festival and his matchmaking services are both still in demand. The festival goes through October 4th of this year, if you're going to Ireland. It's on Twitter at Lisdoon Festival. And speaking of carrying on traditions, before I left his kitchen, Willie offered to share another one with me, a musical one.
There's a song. I'll sing it for you now. I'll get my guitar. I'll do a song for you. This is a story of a young girl.
He left the room, got his guitar, came back, and very enthusiastically played me this song. I think it speaks for itself, so I'm just going to play it for you. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month with more specialists.
Well, an old man came cold to me, hey, ding-do-ma. Well, an old man came cold to me, me being young. Well, an old man came cold to me, damn nearly smothered me, mates, when you're young. Never wait an old man, cause he got no fal-diddle-hi-hoo-ra-ha. Got no fal-diddle-hi-hey. Well, he's got no fal-diddle-rum and lost his ding-do-rum. So mates, when you're young, never wait an old man. As sure when we went to bed, hey, ding-do-rum-ha. When we went to bed, me being young. Sure, when we went to bed, he laid like he was dead. Mates, when you're young, never wait an old man. So I threw my leg over him, hey, a ding do rum ha. Threw my leg over him, me being young. So I threw my leg over him, damn near we smothered him, mates.
when you're young. Never wait an old man, 'cause you got no fallurum, full diddle, hey, hoorum, ha. Got no fallurum, full diddle, hey, hey. Well, he's got no fallurum, and lost his ding durum. So, mates, when you're young, never wait an old man. Asher, when he went to sleep, hey, ding durum, ha. When he went to sleep, me being young. Oh, when he went to sleep, out of bed I did creep in to the arms of a handsome young man, and I found his valurum full diddle, I hear him ha. Found his valurum full diddle, I hey. Well, I found his valurum and lost my ding durum. So mates, when you're young, never wait an old man.
Bravo.
That's the song about an old man.
I'll be back to you again in a second. I'll just go over now to this horse's. You're not in a hurry, are you?
No, I'm fine.
No, I won't be in a minute.